So today we have very good fortune of having His Grace Adigadadhar Prabhu with us, and he will be enlightening us on some Prabhupada Leelas. Prabhuji, please take over the call. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Ishwari Kumari Mataji. Actually, it is my great fortune to associate with all of you, my senior devotees. It is not me who is doing a favor to all of you. It is all of you who are doing me a great, great, great favor by keeping me in your association. And these Bhakti Sangha conference calls, they are the highlight of my week, of my life, when I am in the association of all sincere devotees like all of you. It is my great fortune. So thank you all. Today, I have been given the service of speaking about Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottarashata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is our home, which is the home we live in. He is the founder acharya of our home. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. Let us start by chanting the invocation, the auspicious invocation prayers, the Mangalacharan. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Sindhu Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dhvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya
सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगावरायते गौरवेर भाव भूमे स्वम निर्देशता सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतो पंगोर मम मंदा मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजौ राधा मदन मोहनौ दिव्य वृंदारण्य कल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमद रत्नागर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद राधा श्रील गोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान रास रसारंभी वंशी वट ततस्थित कर्षण वेणु स्वनयर गोपीर गोपीनाथाय श्री तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण टुडे इज द वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस तिथि ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Avirbhav. It is his appearance day today. And Srila Prabhupada appeared on the very happy festive occasion of Nandotsav. The day after Sri Krishna Janmashtami, where in the holy land of Vrindavan, Gokul, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai and Rohini, they celebrated the birth of Shri Krishna Bhagavan. On this very festive occasion, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada made his appearance, made his advent. This is not a coincidence. Shri Krishna Bhagavan could have made his servant Srila Prabhupada appear on any tithi, and that tithi would have been auspicious, very auspicious. But Shri Krishna made Srila Prabhupada advent himself into this material world on the festive occasion of Nandotsav. This is symbolic because this entire planet with its millions and millions of living entities who live on this planet, we are all looking for happiness, real happiness. Why are we looking for happiness? Why is the living entity described as Anandamayobhyasat? Why Why is the living entity pleasure seeking, happiness seeking? It is because in the pure state, our very nature is to be blissful. Our core nature in its pure state is Sat Chit Ananda. We are eternal Sat. We are full of transcendental knowledge, Chit, and we are full of spiritual bliss, Ananda. Therefore, a living entity tries to live, tries to preserve the body. If something is burning us, something is hurting us, we'll immediately change our posture. We have a natural tendency to defend ourselves because we are at the core, our nature in a pure state is to be eternal. It is our nature to not die. Therefore, disease and death is unnatural for us. And there is a natural tendency in the living entity to prevent death. And we are always seeking knowledge. We are inquisitive. We go to school, we go to universities, we attend classes, we want to gain knowledge. Why? Because in a natural state, we are full of transcendental knowledge. So it's natural. It's natural for us to live. It is unnatural to die. It is natural for us to have knowledge. It is unnatural for us to be in ignorance. Similarly, it is natural for us to be happy, blissful. That is why everyone in this world around us, whether you are Hindu or Christian or Muslim or Jew or atheist or Buddhist or Jain or Parsi, Zoroastrian, Sikh, agnostic, whoever we may be, we are all seeking happiness. This is what is common for all of us, because it is our natural state to be happy. But we are looking for happiness in the wrong place. We are looking for material happiness, which is very fleeting. And therefore, if we look around, vast majority of us are miserable. The threefold miseries are slapping and kicking us at all times, my dear friends. My viewpoint may be very pessimistic because I'm always dealing with people who are sick from different diseases. But still, what I am seeing in the hospitals is also reality. These are real people with real problems, real sufferings. And no one is exempt. We are all going to become diseased. We are all going to become old if we live long enough. And we are all going to die as sure as death, it is said. So this whole world is miserable because we are looking for happiness in the wrong place. If somebody is hungry and I leave an opulent plate with beautiful, nourishing, tasty prasadam, but the person is looking for that and I tell the person, okay, I've kept your plate of prasadam in the house. Go and have it. And the person comes but doesn't know where to look for that plate of prasadam and is looking in all the wrong rooms, all the wrong places. Will that person be happy? No, the person is hungry. The person needs that plate of prasadam. So if we are looking in the wrong place, we will never be satisfied. This whole world is a miserable place because people are looking for happiness in the wrong place. Srila Prabhupada brought joy and bliss to this world by establishing the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, showing them the right place where to find real happiness. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada advented himself on the festive occasion of Nandotsav. Krishna brought joy to this whole world. Krishna brought joy to Gokul by his appearance. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada brought joy to this world. Srila Prabhupada brought happiness to this world by giving them Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada's appearance on Nandotsav Day is not a coincidence. Srila Prabhupada had many pet names when he was a child. One of his pet names was Nandulal or Nandadulal because he was born on Nandotsav. The celebration that was performed by Nanda Maharaj. So Nandadulal. Srila Prabhupada was born in Bengal, in Calcutta, in a middle class family, very pious vegetarian family. Both his parents were Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They had deity of Krishna in their home. They had Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit and Bhagavad Gita in their home. And particularly Srila Prabhupada's father, Sri Gaur Mohan De, he was very much attached to deity worship, singing bhajans, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and reading from Chaitanya Charitamrit and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada narrated the schedule of his father. His father would rise a little bit late, around 8 o'clock in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock. You see, devotees are of different types. There is a lot of variety in the spiritual world. We should not judge. We should not judge. There are so many instances in our scriptures where we are warned not to judge devotees. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, such an elevated devotee, exalted son of Tapan Mishra, so glorious, but even he was bewildered in the association of Ramdas Vishwas when he was traveling to Neelachal. His companion was Ramdas, always chanting Valmiki Ramayana, always chanting Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Mantra, always having a very service-oriented attitude. Let me, Raghunath Bhatta, let me carry your luggage, let me carry your things, give me some service, I want to serve you. Always chanting the names of Lord Ram. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami thought, what an exalted soul he is. And when he went to Jagannath Puri, he offered his obeisances to Mahaprabhu and then he introduced this great devotee, Ramdas Vishwas, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu totally ignored him. Totally ignored him. And the reason was because Ramdas Vishwas was doing all this bhakti. Externally, he looked like a perfect Vaishnava, but he was doing all that so that he could become Ram one day. He could become one with Ram. Ramala baghayla gelo ani ramat jhalo. That is a well-known philosophy that I went to see Ram and I became Ram. I am like a lump of salt. I went to meet the ocean and I dissolved in the ocean and I became one with the ocean. This is the impersonal Mayavad philosophy which Ramdas Vishwas had. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happens to be that Lord Ram. So he could see through the pretense, the fake humility. You are showing that you are very humble, but actually you want to become God. Just see. You are showing that you are very humble, service-oriented, you are servant of the servant, but actually you want to become the master of the master, Supreme Personality of Godhead you want to become. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Ram himself, understood. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not impressed with the external clothes of a renunciate sadhu and the external show of bhakti of Ramdas Vishwas. But at the same time, when Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Navadvip, Mahaprabhu was crying, when will I meet Pundarik? When will I meet Pundarik? My father, my father. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a very affluent, aristocratic, very well-groomed person. People thought he was a materialist. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as the greatest devotee. So we should not judge devotees by the externals. Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohande, was a pure devotee. Pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada himself writes, my father was a pure devotee. He is not saying that just because it is his father. Prabhupada doesn't say that about his grandfather. Prabhupada doesn't say that about his uncles or aunties or brothers and sisters or children. He says it only about his father. Prabhupada is being factual. He's telling us the truth. So yes, Gaur Mohande used to wake up a little bit late, 7-8 o'clock. And then he would get ready and he would do some buying. He used to buy certain things so that he could sell them in the garment shop that he had. And then he would come home and do his japa, do his bhajan. Then he would have prasadam, lunch prasadam directly. And then he would go to the shop. And there he would take rest for half an hour, 1 hour in the afternoon. Take care of the business. And then he would put a little bit rice in the middle of the shop so that the rats could be satisfied and they will not chew on the garments, the clothes. And then he would come home in the evening, quite late, around 9 o'clock. And then he would take his snan and he would do puja of Krishna. Very attached to deity worship. And the wife would keep everything ready. Srila Prabhupada's mother would keep everything ready. And then he would offer aarti, offer obeisances, and he would sit and read Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitam. And then he would take rest. So Srila Prabhupada was born in a very pious family. And there is so much to talk about Srila Prabhupada. We have only 40 more minutes left. So I will try to run through this. Because there are so many things I want to cover. So there are three, just like I said, that Srila Prabhupada's appearance on Nandotsav is not a coincidence. There is a deep meaning to it. Just like Nandotsav was a celebration because Krishna was born, Srila Prabhupada also brought celebration, many celebrations of Janmashtami and Rathayatras all over the world, lot of joy and happiness of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he also advented on the day of Nandotsav. Similarly, let's discuss three pastimes from Srila Prabhupada's childhood and see what the significance is. One of the pet names of Srila Prabhupada was Kachori Mukhi. His grandmother or aunt, one of them, they named Srila Prabhupada as, although his name was, his parents named him Abhay Charan, one who has become fearless by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, Abhay Charan. Or it also refers to the lotus feet of Krishna, which award fearlessness. So one of the pet names of Srila Prabhupada was, given names was Kachori Mukhi, because he always had kachori in his mouth. He loved to eat kachori. So on Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Day, which is today, or Srila Prabhupada's Tirobhav Tithi, which will be coming in Kartik, if you want to cook something for Srila Prabhupada, you can make kachori if possible, if you know how to make it. Because Srila Prabhupada loves kachori. His name is Kachori Mukhi, one who always keeps kachori in his mouth. So it is described that Srila Prabhupada had a shirt with many pockets, and he would fill all the pockets with kachoris. And if his mother did not give him enough kachoris, just like Krishna would get butter from the neighbors, Srila Prabhupada would go to the neighbors' homes, and he would beg them for kachoris. And he would fill his pockets with kachoris. And then when all the pockets would be filled with kachoris, he would feel happy. So his grandmother called him Kachori Mukhi. So this is one pastime. But again, you see, all the children, they have so many peculiar things that they do, which are very endearing, very endearing to the parents and their loved ones. So is this also just, you know, something about a child called Abhay Charan? No. Again, this is also very symbolic. Srila Prabhupada was Kachori Mukhi, but in the future, Srila Prabhupada opened so many food for life, so much prasadam distribution. He said nobody should go hungry in, you know, whatever, 2 kilometers or 10 kilometers around any ISKCON temple. We should distribute Krishna Prasad opulently, sumptuously, liberally. Everybody should be given Krishna Prasad. Nobody should go hungry. That was Srila Prabhupada's heart. In fact, there is a very very wonderful pastime. You all know His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. Very, very amazing, amazing, inspiring leader and guru within ISKCON. And a leading disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Has done amazing, amazing services for Srila Prabhupada. Now, you must be aware that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj comes from a very, very affluent family. In fact, his father was a multi-millionaire. And Giriraj Maharaj gave up everything, his family estate, his money, everything. And he became a renunciate. He became a brahmachari and later on sannyasi under Srila Prabhupada. So when he was serving Srila Prabhupada as a brahmachari, his parents came to meet because they were very disturbed. He has such a promising career. He can live such a comfortable, opulent life materially. Why is he giving everything up? So they went to see and they saw that Krishna, he was so austere. He was living such a tough life. Waking up in the morning at 3 o'clock, chanting japa, doing so much deity worship, going out, distributing books, helping in the construction of the Bombay temple, the Juhu temple on Hare Krishna land, living with bare minimum necessities, just two sets of clothes, two dhotis, and that's all. Everything he had given up, living such an austere life, you know, mosquitoes are biting, this, that. So Giriraj Maharaj's parents, who were multi-millionaires, they came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was, as usual, very gracious, very hospitable to them. And Giriraj Maharaj's parents were very educated, very polished Americans. Very polished Americans. And they came and they were sitting in front of Srila Prabhupada and they raised their concerns that we are very concerned that our son has joined your mission. So we want him back. Please give him back. So Srila Prabhupada simply folded his hands and said that Giriraj Prabhu is a very wonderful soul and he is doing the highest welfare work that a human being can do. So please bless him. So Giriraj Maharaj's father understood that Srila Prabhupada is a tough negotiator. But he was also a very evolved, very evolved person socially. He knew the nuances of how to deal with people because he was himself a multi-millionaire, very successful. He knew how to deal with people. So Giriraj Maharaj's father told Srila Prabhupada, he reached in his pocket, pulled out a check, and signed it without writing any amount on it. And he handed that check to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, sir, take this blank check, write whatever amount you want, and be happy. Just give me my son back. Can you imagine? Srila Prabhupada is sitting, Giriraj Maharaj is sitting next to Prabhupada, and in front, Giriraj Maharaj's parents are sitting, very formally dressed in suit and, you know, dress shoes and everything. Prabhupada was looking at the check and Giriraj Maharaj moved closer to Srila Prabhupada and whispered in Prabhupada's ears. Giriraj Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, please keep the check. And keep me also. Giriraj Maharaj said, just keep the check and don't worry, I'll also stay with you. I'm not going anywhere. Because Giriraj Maharaj knew how hard-pressed Srila Prabhupada was for funds. But Srila Prabhupada shook his head. He said, no. He returned that check to Giriraj Maharaj's father. And he told Giriraj Maharaj's father that your son is an adult. He has given this careful consideration And after due diligence, he has made a decision, a conscious choice to surrender his life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Bhagavan. It is his decision. Srila Prabhupada was very frank with the parents of Giriraj Maharaj. Then Giriraj Maharaj's mother took off. But my son is not being taken care of properly. How much love I have brought him up with. When he used to fall sick, there were doctors coming home and attending to him. He has had every comfort, every luxury a person can have. And he has given up everything. He has even given up living in America, and he's living here on this land where there is no flowing water, no electricity. And just look how much weight he has lost since he has come to you. See how thin and weak my son has become after joining ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada clapped his hands and called for his secretary. The secretary came in and Srila Prabhupada ordered him, go and bring the Mahaprasad of Krishna. Go and bring the Sandesh and Rasagulla that was offered this morning. So immediately the secretary ran and he brought a big tray filled with Rasgullas and Sandesh. And Srila Prabhupada with his own hands fed Giriraj Maharaj. And he told his mother, I promise you, I will take very good care of your son's nutrition. I will make sure he is fed the Sandesh and Rasgulla every day. He is given first class prasadam every day. Don't worry, I promise you. And he told Giriraj Maharaj, you should eat nicely, okay? So, you know, seeing this loving exchange of Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj's father smiled that how this 80-year-old man is treating my son like his own son, feeding him with his own hands, promising us that he will supply at least half a kilogram of Rasgullas and Sandesh every day to our son. That is the promise Srila Prabhupada gave. He said, Srila Prabhupada, my son says you are very intelligent. Now Giriraj Maharaj's father is telling Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada, my son says you are very intelligent. In the winter you come here to India because India is too hot in the summer. And in the summer, you spend your time in America and the Western countries. That's very wise of you. Now see, Giriraj Maharaj's father is a multi-millionaire. He loves to travel. So he's just having a conversation with Prabhupada about, you know, which season we should visit which place. So he's just appreciating Srila Prabhupada. He's saying that that's very, very wise of you that you plan your travels like that. So Srila Prabhupada looked at Giriraj Maharaj's father and said, your son has made this observation. That means your son is very intelligent. And then Prabhupada said, and you are his father. So you must be even more intelligent. Like that Srila Prabhupada complimented the parents of Giriraj Maharaj. And the conversation went very well. And later on, Giriraj Maharaj's father told Giriraj Maharaj when he was leaving. He said, my son, you are in good hands. I have understood two things about your guru today. One is that he is not an ordinary human being. He truly believes in what he is doing. He is a man of conviction. And the second thing I have learned about your guru today is he definitely knows how to deal with people. Prabhupada knew how to deal with people. Once he was in Australia, he was in, I think, Manor, Bhaktivedanta Manor. He was in London. He was in UK. And Prabhupada used to like to use datun to brush his teeth sometimes. So he used to use datun, like just a twig, a neem twig. But neem twigs are not available in America. So there was a particular tree and it had good twigs. So Srila Prabhupada's servant used to go and bring a fresh twig every day for Srila Prabhupada so he could clean his teeth. But this tree was in a public park. So when Prabhupada was in UK, in London, his servant was breaking that twig from a tree. And a police officer, a cop, caught him and said, "This tree is part of the public park. This belongs to the city of London. This is a government property. You are not supposed to pluck leaves or twigs or flowers or fruits from government property. This is simple civic sense which any responsible citizen should know. The simple things. These are taught in elementary school. You don't pluck like this from public property. Why are you plucking? Why are you breaking these twigs from this tree?" The devotee replied to the cop that, I'm giving it to my spiritual master who uses it to brush his teeth. You know, he likes simple living and high thinking. He's a very simple person from India. He doesn't believe in all these chemicals and, you know, toothpaste with 15 ingredients and all these things. So he uses a simple datun. So this police officer said, "Take me to your spiritual master. I want to talk to him." And this police officer was really livid that these devotees, they are, you know, just on the street, singing, dancing, wearing these funny clothes, yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, you know, going to airports, distributing books, apparently harassing people. So he was really livid. So, but this devotee, he brought the cop to Srila Prabhupada. And he came and started yelling at Prabhupada, "What is this you are doing? You know, what kind of philosophy you are preaching? Your students don't even know simple things. They are not supposed to damage public property. He is damaging the public trees. This is insane. You know, this is not proper civilization you're cultivating. This is wrong, blah, blah, blah." He just went on and on for several minutes. And Srila Prabhupada, the simple sadhu from Rajabhumi, was just humbly listening. And after the cop was finished, Srila Prabhupada asked him, "Sir, are you done?" He said, "Yes. Now what do you have to say?" Srila Prabhupada told the cop that, "You people came to our India. You stole the Kohinoor. You stole so much gold and precious jewels. You plundered our country for more than 100 years. We did not say anything. And I am coming to your country and I am taking one small twig and you are making a big ruckus out of it." This cop was shocked with this response. But, you know, coming from a very, very elderly, saintly person, this cop smiled to the utter surprise of this devotee. The cop smiled and said, "All right, you got me there." Means, you know, you won the argument. And the cop left very respectfully. This was Prabhupada. He definitely knew how to deal with people. So this was the observation of Giriraj Maharaj's father, that your spiritual master is no ordinary person and he definitely has people skills. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, his one pet name was Kachori Mukhi, because later on he would go and do mass distribution of Krishna Prasadam. Another pastime of Srila Prabhupada is that once he used to love to go for walks with his father. He used to enjoy his father's company. And once they were walking on the streets of Calcutta, and there was a shop, and Prabhupada saw a toy gun, and he really wanted it. You all know this pastime. And Prabhupada started doing what we call gimmies. "Give me that, give me that, give me that. I want that toy gun. And Srila Prabhupada's father Gormohan, they told him, Abhay, what will you do with this toy gun? I want it, I want it, I want it. Okay, Baba, okay. So Prabhupada's father went inside. He was not a very, very rich person, middle class. He bought that toy gun for Prabhupada and he gave it to him. And Prabhupada held it in his hand very joyfully. And he said, I want one more. Father said, for what? You already have one. He said, I want one more for my other hand. I want one in each hand. So his father did not buy that argument. He said, no, nothing doing. Just one is enough. But then Prabhupada started throwing tantrums. Started wailing and screaming and crying. He was just a small boy. 3-4 years old. And then finally Gormohande, being a very loving father, and Gormohande used to pamper Srila Prabhupada. There's no doubt about it. No doubt. So he bought a second gun and gave it to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada held one gun in each hand and became satisfied. Again, this is not just a tantrum. If you see with the eyes of devotion, we can appreciate that this is also symbolic. This is also symbolic. In the future, Srila Prabhupada, armed with blazing guns in both hands, was going to declare a war on Maya and Mayavad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has many pastimes, which are not. The third pastime that we wanted to discuss is, of course, his very famous childhood Jagannath Rath Yatra pastime. Small child wanted to do a Rath Yatra. Can you imagine? Now we are all exposed to ISKCON, exposed to ISKCON Rath Yatras. That's why sometimes, you know, we may have, our children may manifest such tendencies. But imagine, Prabhupada had never been to Jagannath Puri. Never. He was a small child, born in Bengal, in Calcutta. But still, he had this intense desire to have his Rath Yatra. Any carpenter he would see, he would go and ask, can you make a Ratha for me? Can you make a Rath for my Jagannath? Just see. It's so divine. But his father could not afford. He did not have so much money to spare. Like we discussed, he was not very well off. He was barely middle class. It was too expensive. And Prabhupada was crying. And they were walking home. And they met an elderly lady. Said, why are you crying, Lala? What happened? Why are you crying, baby? So Prabhupada said that, I'm looking for a Rath, but I don't have Rath. So that old lady, who they did not even know, she said, oh, don't worry. I have a Rath. I'll give it to you. It's not in very good shape, but your father can fix it and use it for your Rath, Rath Yatra. So they went to her house, and sure enough, she had a Rath, surprisingly. Don't know from where it came. She had a Rath, and Prabhupada's father worked on it a little bit, fixed it. Srila Prabhupada's father, like a loving father, always supporting his child in spiritual endeavors, he painted it and tried his best to make it look as authentic as possible. And Prabhupada, he just, you know how he celebrated that Rath Yatra. He invited all his neighbors, all his friends, asked them to cook bhoga offerings. He placed his Jagannath Balya Subhadra deities, dressed them up very nicely, offered them flowers. Prabhupada's mother cooked bhoga, the neighbors, the friends, they cooked bhoga. They all brought, and there was kirtan, and Prabhupada took out the Rath with Jagannath Balya Subhadra for a Rath Yatra in the neighborhood. Just a small little boy. 5-year-old boy. Just see. Again, this is not just a ordinary childhood activity of an ordinary child. This Abhay, later on, would conduct such Rath Yatras on much, much, much bigger scales all over the world. All over the world. New York, San Francisco, London, you name it. Prabhupada did it. It is so symbolic. So Prabhupada's life from ordinary vision can appear to be ordinary. But Premanjana Churita Bhakti भक्ति विलोचनेन संतः सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यं श्यामसुन्दरमचिन्त्य गुणस्वरूपम् गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषम् तम् अहम् भजामि प्रेमाञ्जन छूरित भक्ति विलोचनेन. इफ आवर लोचन इफ आवर आईज आर फिल्ड विथ टीयर्स ऑफ लव ऑन श्रील प्रभुपा डिवाइन व्यास पूजा डे वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट दीज स्मॉल childhood activities, his birth tithi, Nanda Utsav, his kachori pastime, his toy gun pastime, his rathayatra pastime, are not ordinary activities. They are symbolic of something very divine that his divine grace would do in the future. You have 13 more minutes. Srila Rupa Goswami is our preeminent Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. That is why we are called Rupanugas. And Srila Prabhupada very deliberately, very intelligently had his bhajan kutir next to the bhajan kutir and samadhi mandir of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada in the courtyard of Radha Damodar ji. Radha Damodar ji were made with the loving hands of Srila Rupa Goswami. It was in Radha Damodar temple that Jiva Goswami used to instruct Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. It was in the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple that these great Acharyas used to come and talk. Bhugarbha Goswami used to come, Lokanath Goswami used to come, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami used to come, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit used to come and hear from Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami was the supreme Acharya for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas after the disappearance of Rupa Goswami. Sanatan Goswami disappeared. Within a month, Rupa Goswami also.
Hare Krishna, Swamiji, are you there on the call?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yes, I'm there. By mistake, I think I pressed mute. Where did you hear? Until where did you hear?
Disappearance of Goswami. We were talking. When Jiva Goswami was a senior Vaishnava after disappearance of
Yes, Goswami. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada very deliberately made his bhajan kutir next to the samadhi mandir of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, who is our Acharya, preeminent Acharya, he describes what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Uttama Bhakti. Rupa Goswami says, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavratam Anukulenu Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Uttama Bhakti, topmost Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service is Anya Abhilash Shunyam. No other desire, no other Abhilasha. Jnana Karma Adi Anavratam. Jnana Marg, Karma Marg, Dhyana Marg, हठ योग मार्ग, दिस मार्ग, दैट, सर्व धर्मान परित्यज्य, सर्व योग परित्यज्य भक्ति योग. हरिद्र रूप गोस्वामी, ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनावृतम अनुकूल लेनु कृष्णानु, एंड इट शुड बी फेवरेबल टू कृष्णा. अनुकूल, अनुकूल्य से संकल्प, प्रतिकूल्य से वर्जनम. भक्ति आर एक्टिविटीज शुड बी फेवरेबल टू कृष्णा, दैट इज उत्तम भक्ति. इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु रूप गोस्वामी डिफाइन्स प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. दिस इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. वी शुड ऑल मेमोराइज इट. There are three verses which describe, define pure devotional service. One definition is given by Narad Muni, one definition is given by Sukadeva Goswami, and the third definition is given by Rupa Goswami. So the definition given by Narad Muni in Narad Pancharatra is Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam ऋषिकेन ऋषिकेश सेवनम भक्तिरुत्तम भक्तिरुच्यते. देन सुखदेव गोस्वामी टेल्स अस सवाई पुंस परो धर्मो यथो भक्तिरधोक्षजे अहेतुकी अप्रतिहता ययात्मा सुप्रसीदति. एंड देन रूप गोस्वामी गिव्स दिस डेफिनेशन, अन्याभिलाषित शून्यम ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम अनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्तिरुत्तम. दीज थ्री डेफिनेशंस ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस फ्रॉम नारद मुनि, सुखदेव गोस्वामी एंड रूप गोस्वामी वी मस्ट मेमोराइज. इफ एनीवन आस्क्स अस व्हाट इज प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, वी शुड गिव दीज डेफिनेशंस एज इट इज. सो रूप गोस्वामी डिफाइन्स व्हाट इज प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. इट इज अनुकूल भक्ति, नॉट लाइक कम्स always thinking of Krishna, but with enmity. No, it is like the gopis, always thinking of Krishna supremely favorably, like that. And then Rupa Goswami says this anukul bhakti can be performed in 64 ways. Rupa Goswami describes 64 ways of performing devotional service. Now, if someone tells us that there are 64 limbs of devotional service, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that, 64. So difficult. We'll get utterly confused. We'll feel utterly lost. Utterly lost. Therefore, to make it simpler, Srila Rupa Goswami tells us that yes, anukul bhakti, shuddha bhakti, uttama bhakti can be performed in 64 different ways. There are 64 angas, 64 limbs of this pure devotional service. But out of the 64, to make it very easy for all of us, Rupa Goswami says, the most powerful limbs, the five main pillars on which Shuddha Bhakti stands, is called Panchanga Bhakti. Five limbs, main, strongest, most important limbs of devotional service are fivefold. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says this Panchanga Bhakti comprises of, number one, chanting the holy names of Krishna, Harinam Sankirtan. Number two, Shri Vigraha Seva, deity worship. Number three, Bhagwat Seva, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam. Number four, Vaishnav Seva, associating with devotees of Krishna and serving the devotees of Krishna. Vaishnav Seva is the fourth limb. And the fifth limb is Mathuravas or Dhamavas, staying in Mathura Mandal. Mathura Mandal includes Sri Vrindavan Dham, which means essentially staying in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvip Mayapur, or Purushottam Kshetra Shri Jagannath Puri Dham, like that. Staying in a holy place, Dhamvas. So there is Harinam, Shri Vigraha Seva, भागवतम सेवा स्वाध्याय स्टडिंग श्रीमद भागवतम, फोर्थ इज वैष्णव सेवा एंड फिफ्थ इज धामवास. आउट ऑफ द 64 लिम्स ऑफ भक्ति, शुद्ध भक्ति, दीज फाइव लिम्स आर ट्रिमेंडसली एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरीली पावरफुल. इफ समहाउ और अदर वी कैन डू, वी कैन प्रैक्टिस दीज फाइव लिम्स ऑफ भक्ति और इवन वन ऑफ देम प्रॉपरली, आर लाइफ विल बिकम परफेक्ट एंड वी विल बिकम प्योर डिवोटीज. दैट इज द प्रोसेस गिवन बाय रूप गोस्वामी. We will glorify our Srila Prabhupada by seeing how Srila Prabhupada exemplified Panchanga Bhakti, these five limbs of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada's chanting, we all know that story. Before coming to America, Srila Prabhupada traveled from Calcutta to Mayapur, and how intensely he chanted at Yoga Peeth, how intensely he chanted at the Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how intensely he chanted at the house in Shantipur of Advaita Acharya, at Advaita Bhavan, praying for the mercy of Advaita Acharya, praying for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and praying for the mercy of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. From morning to night, Prabhupada would sit in one posture. No water break, no prasadam break. He used to sit with eyes closed. Entire day he used to chant for hours and hours Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sometimes tears used to roll down his cheeks. And how did Srila Prabhupada chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra under that tree in Tompkins Square Park in New York City? What a historical sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada appeared in this world in the year 1896. 1896 also was the year when, for the first time in the history of mankind, a book describing the transcendental teachings of the inaugurator of Harinam Sankirtan, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was sent to the Western world, to America, Canada, London. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur shipped his book, Lord Chaitanya and His Precepts. Precepts means teachings. It was an English book. He sent it to the universities in Canada, North America and Europe. In the year 1896, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent his own books, shipped them to the libraries in North America and Europe. It was the same year that Srila Prabhupada appeared in this world. Again, not a coincidence. So Srila Prabhupada, how he chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra in under that tree, which the city of New York has now rightly named as Hare Krishna tree. And under that tree, they have made a plaque with Srila Prabhupada's name and description. That this is the tree under which the founder Acharya of the Hare Krishna movement, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, did the first kirtan. The first Harinam Sankirtan, the first public congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra was performed by Srila Prabhupada. In the entire history of mankind, Srila Prabhupada was the first person to do Hare Krishna Mahamantra's Harinam Sankirtan in the Western world. And he did it at Tompkins Square Park under the Hare Krishna tree. This tree is worshipable for us. When we go to New York, we should visit this tree, offer our obeisances, pray at this tree, chant under this tree, circumambulate this tree. There are many trees which in our glorious Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara we worship. We worship Ter Kadam, where Krishna used to call his cows near Nandagaon. Tere Kadam is also worshipped because Rupa Goswami performed many pastimes at Tere Kadam. Radharani appeared to Rupa Goswami at Tere Kadam. So we worship Tere Kadam. That Kadamba tree is still there. We worship the tree from which Lord Krishna jumped into Yamuna for Kaliya Daman, when the Kaliya Daman Leela took place. Chastised Kaliya. That Kadamba tree is worshipped. At Chirghat, we worship the tree on which Krishna climbed. Gopanganam Chadukula Choram. He stole the Dukula, he stole the clothes of the gopis. That tree is worshipped. We worship in Jagannath Puri the Siddha Bakul tree, under which Haridas Thakur performed his bhajan. In Navadvip Mayapur, we worship the Neem tree at Yogapit, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai appeared. And we should worship and pray at the Hare Krishna tree in New York City. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because there Srila Prabhupada exemplified how to do Harinam Sankirtan. The pratham anga of the Panchanga Bhakti, first limb of the five most important limbs of pure devotional service, Harinam Sankirtan. We should watch that video today. No followers, nothing. Srila Prabhupada alone with his eyes closed, intensely praying for the purification of this world, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is the classic Hare Krishna tune. Classic tune. Perfect tune. Once a Prabhupada's disciple was asked, is there Harinam Sankirtan in the spiritual world also? Yes! Golokera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan. Srila Prabhupada's disciple replied, yes, it is there. I wonder how they chant there. What tunes they must be chanting in Golok Vrindavan. I wonder. What ragas, what, how they must be chanting in the spiritual world. Ah, Prabhupada's disciple replied, listen to Srila Prabhupada's kirtan. If you want to know how they do Harinam Kirtan in Goloka Vrindavan, listen to Srila Prabhupada's kirtan. Because he is a Goloka man. He knows how they chant there. So Srila Prabhupada showed us how to do Harinam Sankirtan, the first limb. The second limb is Shri Vigraha Seva. Vigraha. Graha means grahan, to accept. Vi means Vishesha Rupena. So Vigraha is a special form of Krishna. Appears in a simple form of wood or metal or stone. But when a pure devotee prays to Krishna to appear in the form of that murti, Krishna accepts the request and manifests fully as Archa Vigraha Avatar, his incarnation as deity. And that murti becomes Shri Vigraha. Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana Shringaratan Mandira Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktam Chaniyunjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Gurudev Ashtakam, this perfectly describes. Actually, Srila Prabhupada exemplifies all eight verses. All eight verses. In this verse, the third verse, Shri Vigraha Aradhana Nitya Nana Nana Shringara Tan Mandira Marjanadav. Different ways of worshipping the deities, different arrangements. Aradhana. What a word. This Aradhana word represents Srimati Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Vigraha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a very, very steeped in sweet Madhurya Rasa Acharya. Each word he writes can have so many meanings. Amazing. Srila Prabhupada taught us deity worship. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasra Rishu Shata Mandireshu Aropayadyo Madhure Prithivyam Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde. Shri Radhika Krishna. Radha Krishna, Pada, their lotus feet, their feet. Aravinde, Aravind means lotus. Their lotus feet. Sahasra Ritshu. Srila Prabhupada placed the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Sahasra Ritshu. Sahasra means thousands. And Rid means hearts. Our Srila Prabhupada planted the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagwan in the hearts of Sahasra, thousands of people. Shata Mandireshu. And he also placed the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in 100 temples. Ashtottara Shata. Srila Prabhupada established 100 temples, 108 temples of Shri Radha and Krishna. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasra Ritshu Shata Mandireshu Aropayadyo Madhure Prithivyam. Aropayad means he placed. Very sweet lotus feet, Madhure, Prithivyam, all over the world. Not 100 temples in Vrindavan. That is very easy. 108 temples in all the continents that are inhabited by human beings, except Antarctica, where nobody lives at that time. All the other six continents, North America, South America, Venezuela, he went there. Guyana, he went in South America. Canada, Mexico, United States, in North America. He went to France, London, Sweden, so many countries, Switzerland in Europe. He went to, which countries? He went to South Africa. He went to, was it Nigeria or was it, he went to several countries in Africa also. He established temples in Africa. Of course, in Asia, he did so much preaching in India, Malaysia, and he went to Australia and he went to New Zealand. So all the continents, Asia, Europe, Australia, Africa, North America, South America, can you believe? One man, he established temples in all the continents. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasra Ritshu Shata Mandireshu Aropayodyo Madhure Prithivyam Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. I offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This beautiful Prabhupada Deva Ashtakam. I love this Ashtakam. This is the first, this is the second Ashtakam I chant. First Ashtakam I chant is Gurudev Ashtakam, Samsara Dava. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur. And the second Ashtakam I chant is this, Prabhupada Ashtakam. Oh, how beautiful it is. And the most beautiful part of this Ashtakam is that the author of this Ashtakam, pure Sanskrit, this eight verses glorifying Srila Prabhupada are in pure high class Sanskrit. The beauty is this Prabhupada Ashtakam has been composed by Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Kushakrant Prabhu, who was American, Caucasian, white-bodied, American, Western devotee. He learned Bengali, he learned Sanskrit under the inspiration of Srila Prabhupada, and after Srila Prabhupada left this world, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Kushakrant Prabhu, American body, white body, composed in pure Sanskrit, this beautiful Ashtakam. I love this. Eight verses glorifying Srila Prabhupada. So beautiful. Starts with Shri Shri Navadvipa Para Pradipa Sandipyamana Satato Bhuviha Chetastamohanti Yasya Yatnan Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. And ends with Yo Nityada Jivati Daivikishu Nija Sushiksha Susahanugami Kripam Budhir Nanda Suta Shritatma Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. So beautiful. So Prabhupada established temples. He taught us deity worship. He made Mataji's head pujaris. Malti Mataji, Jamuna Mataji, Ladini Mataji. Head, not pujaris, head pujaris. Revolutionary. Nobody had done this. In the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, you will not find Matajis publicly doing deity worship in temples. Srila Prabhupada gave that adhikar to Mata. So broad-minded, so liberal. Srila Prabhupada, so merciful. So merciful. So merciful. And Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna's confidential associates will come in female bodies in ISKCON. How can I not allow them to do deity worship? Srila Prabhupada knew by Krishna's mercy all these esoteric topics. So Prabhupada gave adhikar to Matajis to become pujaris. He gave the Brahmin thread, the Gayatri mantra, to Western bodied disciples. Never before done like this. Revolutionary. The third limb, what time is it? Oh Krishna, it is 12:15. I am very much behind in my work today. I have a lot of patients to see, so please forgive me. So second limb was deity worship, Sri Vigraha Seva. Third limb is Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam Seva. Who exemplifies this? Srila Prabhupada gave his life, his magnum opus is the 18 volume, beautifully hardbound translation of the entire 18,000 verses of Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam. 18 volumes, all 12 cantos, all 18,000 verses. Each Sanskrit word in the original Devanagari Lipi. Then transliteration. Then word-to-word meaning. Then English translation. And then a detailed Bhaktivedanta purport. Commentary so we can understand how wonderful. Not only that, he gave us the entire Bhagavad Gita. Each verse carefully explained. He gave us the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. Each verse explained with word-to-word meaning. What an incredible feat. Single-handedly. So Prabhupada demonstrated Bhagavat Seva. He established Bhagavatam classes in all his temples. Every day there must be Bhagavatam class. So Srila Prabhupada exemplified Bhagavatam Seva. I'm going very fast. Please forgive me. But I really have to go. Number four. What was the fourth limb of bhakti? Dhamvas. Oh, our Srila Prabhupada. He's the crest jewel of Vrindavan. Yes. Srila Prabhupada is the Vrajadham Chudamani. He's the crest jewel of Vrajadham. The modern crest jewel of Vrajadham. What a simple, perfect sadhu. Living in Krishna Balaram Mandir, used to clean, living in Radha Damodar temple, used to clean the temple, used to do menial services also there. Loved by all the Brajavasis. Oh, this Bengali sannyasi is amazing. They used to love Prabhupada. You should hear, those of you who understand Hindi, you should hear Prabhupada's lectures in Hindi. They just go straight to the heart. How sweetly Prabhupada speaks Hindi. Kya batao? Beautiful. Nectar. Of course, I love to hear his English lectures. That is Prabhupada's special attribute. Specially empowered to preach in English. Our beloved Sri Srimad Radha Govinda Maharaj from Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he says that actually English is a third class language. But because Srila Prabhupada preached Gauravani, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language, the English language also has become all auspicious and all beautiful. Because Srimad Bhagavatam has been written in English. Never before had anyone attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam in English. Because Srimad, the word Sanskrit for Srimad also means beautiful, very beautiful. Srimad Bhagavatam means very beautiful descriptions of Krishna. In the perfect language, Sanskrit, how can you dare to explain it in a third-class Mlecha English language, which is a derivative of a derivative of a derivative of a language derived from Sanskrit? English had so many roots, has so many roots, root words, Latin, Greek, this, that, even Sanskrit. How can you describe from such a watered-down version of a language? But Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj says that because Prabhupada so expertly did it, what words Prabhupada invented? Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental deity worship. For us it is very common to use, but for people who are not familiar with the ISKCON jargon, these are very weird words. Prabhupada did this, but such nice submissive oral reception. Machittamadgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tuschanti cha ramanti cha. The thoughts of my pure devotees always dwell in me. What a beautiful translation of the Sanskrit verse of Bhagavad Gita. Machittamadgata prana, Prabhupada writes, the thoughts of my pure devotees always dwell in me. How poetic. Prabhupada is kavi at heart. Amazing. Srila Prabhupada used this because his spiritual master told him in the first meeting at Ultananga in Calcutta on the terrace, you are an educated man. Why don't you take up the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach it in the English language all over the world? First meeting. And in the last letter also, he reiterated. Preach in the English language. Write books in the English language. Taking this message seriously, Srila Prabhupada used English language to transform millions of lives. English language has become beautiful because of Srila Prabhupada. This is a fact. And the fifth point, the fifth anga of Panchanga Bhakti, the Mahabalavan limbs of Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, is Vaishnav Seva. How Prabhupada exemplified Vaishnav Seva. Such a perfect gentleman. He established ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, simply so that there can be a society where devotees can be cared for. It can be cared, they can be taken care of. How many projects? Simple living and high thinking. He wanted devotees to be living simply depending on Krishna and being happy. He established farm communities. Children should not be slaughtered in the educational spiritual slaughterhouses called modern schools. So with good intentions, pure intentions, Srila Prabhupada established Gurukul in Dallas, then Vrindavan. Devotees should get first class books, spiritual transcendental literature to read. He established BBT. The press, Brihad Mridanga. Just see my friends, take a hardbound copy of Bhagavad Gita. Take the Bhagavatam set. Take the Chaitanya Charitamrita set. Where will you find such high quality books? Show me any publisher at such a reasonable rate. What high quality binding. What high quality paper. If you see Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, even the paper is not very bright white. It is little yellowish. Gives that authentic feeling. Little creamy yellowish color paper. If the paper is too white, it just, you know, glares at you. It's not pleasant to the eyes. But BBT has used little bit creamish yellowish off-white color paper. It looks so pleasing. as if you're reading on those ancient palm leaves. Beautiful Sanskrit verses, Bengali verses in the original language, and then given us Roman transliteration so we can speak, even people who don't speak Hindi or Gujarati or Marathi or Sanskrit, people who have no knowledge of the Indian languages, they can also recite Bengali and Sanskrit verses quite authentically. Pretty close. If you follow the diacritics, if you follow the pronunciation, we should all follow the pronunciation guide, and you pronounce how the pronunciation guide says, you can actually get it quite right. Even a Sanskrit scholar will appreciate. Such nice pronunciations we can get when we memorize these verses, the way Prabhupada has given us. And translation and explanation. Prabhupada's own realization and realizations of Sridhar Swami, realizations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jiva Goswami. Amazing! Srila Prabhupada has done. Why? So that you and me can relish. This is Vaishnav Seva. Why did he establish temples? Why guest houses in temples? So that devotees can come and live comfortably. Why so much prasadam? Devotees should not sleep hungry. Nobody should sleep hungry. Stomachs should be filled with Krishna prasad, and our mouths should be engaged in bhajan. This is the vision of Srila Prabhupada. This is Vaishnava Seva. What wonderful dhoti and kurta he has given us. What wonderful saris he has given us. What wonderful arrangements that Matajis should be on one side of the temple hall and men, Prabhuji, should be on one side of the temple hall. Prabhupada never wanted any abuse to happen in ISKCON. Devotees should be protected. Be happy. Observe the gender etiquette. Observe Vaishnava etiquette. This is all devotee care. This is all Vaishnava Seva. Complete care of devotees. Okay, devotees, you come, you stay in the temple. 95% of devotees would stay in ISKCON temples during Prabhupada's time. Now, the equation has exactly reversed. And with this, we come to the conclusion of our class today. Please hear attentively, my dear friends. During Prabhupada's time, 95%, more than 95% of devotees, disciples, were living in ISKCON temples. Whether you are a brahmachari, whether you are a grahastha, doesn't matter. Whether you are a mataji, whether you are a child, everyone used to live in the temple. Everyone would attend the morning program. Mangal Aarti, Tulsi Aarti, chanting 16 rounds of japa together during Brahma Murta, Guru Puja, Shringar Darshan, Bhagavatam class, breakfast prasadam, power packed. Aarti is, what is the power? Anybody who chants Mangal Aarti or Guru Ashtakam during Brahma Murta goes back to Vrindavan, spiritual world. Srimad Guru Rashtakam etad uchayat Brahme Muhurte Pathati Prayatna Yastena Vrindavananatha Sakshad Sevaiva Labhya Janaswanta Eva. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives Falashruti of Samsara Dava. You will attain service directly of Vrindavan Nath Krishna in Vrindavan if you chant this Mangal Aarti during Brahma Murta. In Prabhupada's all temples, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, Mangal Aarti is done by everyone. Tulsi Aarti. What a powerful prayer Tulsi Aarti is. Everybody chants Shikshashtakam before Japa. Every day, during Brahma Murta. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the Falashruti of the Shikshashtakam prayers. Cheto darpanam arjanam, these prayers. In the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Prabhura Shikshashtaka Shloka Jai Padhe Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. Anyone who chants these 8 verses of Shikshashtakam, his Krishna Prema Bhakti will increase day after day. And Prabhupada incorporated in the morning schedule in every temple. Everybody chants Shikshashtakam before Japa. Everybody chants the 10 offenses to set our consciousness right every day. Then 16 rounds minimum. Everybody can finish 16 rounds in the allotted time. If you chant properly, you can finish 16 rounds in maximum 1 hour 40 minutes easily. We are given 1 hour 45 minutes. You can chant extra rounds, Brahma Murta. And then Narottamdas Thakur's Guru Vandana. Then hearing Bhagavatam class and eating Krishna Prasadam. By 9 o'clock, you are super charged up. You have all the ammunition you need to fight your anarthas, to get along with devotees, to avoid Vaishnava Aparadha. You have chanted the 10 offenses against the holy name. Your consciousness is set every morning, 7 days a week, no holiday. This morning schedule is for everyone. If we do this, how much we will be protected? Everyone lived in the temples. But now, my dear friends, this equation is completely reversed. Now 95% of ISKCON devotees live at their own homes. Less than 5% of ISKCON population lives in the temples today. Why am I bringing this up? Are we doing the morning program at home? Forget morning program. Are we doing Brahma Murta Japa at home? Are we doing Mangal Arati at home? Are we worshipping Tulsi Maharani at home? Are we chanting Shikshashtakam at home? Are we worshipping deities at home? If we are living at home, it is a great risk. We better follow as much as we can to the best of our ability, the temple schedule, at least the morning program schedule. We don't have Bhagavatam class at home. At least on our way to work, we can hear a Bhagavatam class. We have to hear. And this is why I'm bringing this up. If we don't become serious in Krishna consciousness, if we don't become good Madhyam Adhikaris in this lifetime, what is going to happen to ISKCON? Srila Prabhupada was so powerful that simply by a glance, he could purify. Narottamdas Thakur says about Vaishnava Gosai, Ei boro karuna koro Vaishnava Gosai. In this bhajan he says that Gangara parasha haile paschata pavana darshane pavitra koro ei tomar guna. He says that Ganga, Mother Ganga, can purify only after touching, sparsh. Gangara parasha haila paschata means afterwards, pavana. You will become pavan afterwards, after touching Ganga. After doing Ganga snan, after doing achaman in Ganga, you will become pure. But darshane pavitra koro ei tomar guna. But what is the guna? What is the quality of a Vaishnava Gosai? Simply by having darshan, looking at them with our eyes, we become purified. That's why Prabhupada could empower devotees who had been in the movement for 5 or 6 years to become spiritual masters. He could empower them. He had that potency. All you had to do was follow the 8th verse of Prabhupada Ashtakam. Yo nityada jivati daivikishu nijasu shikshasu sahanugami kripam budhir nanda sutashritatma namamitam shri prabhupada devam. Yo nityada jivati daivikishu. Our darling, our beloved Srila Prabhupada eternally lives in his instructions, daivikishu. In his divine instructions, Srila Prabhupada lives. Nitya. Yo nityada jivati. Jivati means he lives. Srila Prabhupada lives in his instructions. Chant at least 16 attentive rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. Follow the 4 regulative principles and serve in this mission of ISKCON in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant. Oh, when will we do that? Servant of the servant of the most difficult. At least for me. But Prabhupada lives in his instructions. Prabhupada's instructions are non-different from him. Yo nityada jivati daivikishu nijasu shiksha Susaha Anugami and his disciples by staying within the protective walls of Prabhupada's instructions, live with him. Nijasu means his Nijagana, his own disciples. Nijasu Shiksha, his Shiksha means his instructions. Saha Anugami, Anugami means they live close to him by following his instructions. So Srila Prabhupada lives in his instructions, and his disciples, by following his instructions, live close to Srila Prabhupada. That is the meaning. Kripam Budhir Nanda Suta Shritatma Namami Tam Shri Prabhupada Devam. Kripa Ambudhi. He is an ocean. Ambudhi means ocean of Kripa. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu. Shri Guru is Karuna Sindhu. Guru is a Sindhu, ocean of Karuna. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu. Adhama Jana. Adhama, fallen people like us. Well-wisher, Bandhu. He is the friend of the fallen. Adhama Jana Bandhu. So Shri Guru is Karuna Sindhu. Prabhupada is Kripa Ambudhir. He is the Ambudhi of Kripa. He is the ocean of mercy. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj writes. Beautiful book. Very sweet, like the book is sweet like Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj himself. Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj is sweet. Sweeter than Bengali Mithai. When he speaks, when he sings, he is just dripping with sweetness. And that book, Ocean of Mercy, is also dripping with sweetness. When you will read about Bhakti Charu Maharaj's mother, you will cry. You will cry. Beautiful book. He also says, Prabhupada is Ocean of Mercy. And we say, in our Mangalacharan, we chanted, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate. So Krishna is also Karuna Sindhu. And Guru is also Karuna Sindhu. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu. That is why. Yasya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru. Tasyaite Kathithahi Artha Prakashante Mahatmana. That is why we should have as much faith in the Guru as we have in Krishna. They are both ocean of mercy. But Krishna is just the ocean of mercy. Guru is an ocean of mercy, and he is a cloud, rain-filled cloud of mercy. Samsara dava nalalidha loka pranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. We are burning in the forest fire. Blazing forest fire is scorching us. What is the use of having an ocean? The ocean is not accessible. Ocean is far away. We are on land, stuck in a forest fire. Samsara Davanala. What use is the ocean? Ocean is miles away. We are stuck in the forest on land, surrounded by blazing forest fire. We have no access to Krishna. Krishna is ocean of mercy in Goloka Vrindavan. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot talk to Krishna. What is the use to us? Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu is sitting in Goloka Vrindavan. But we are burning here on this earth planet. What is the hope? Krishna has gone 5,000 years ago. Mahaprabhu has gone 500 years ago. What access do we have to Krishna? What is the use of that ocean of mercy? Ghana ghanatvam. That is where the Guru comes. Guru becomes a rain-filled cloud, absorbs the water from the ocean by evaporation. Krishna is Karuna Sindhu. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. The Guru takes water from Karuna Sindhu of Krishna, assimilates it in his heart, just like the cloud assimilates water, rain-filled cloud within itself, and then comes right over, floating over where the fire is there. And there is a downpour of mercy. There is a downpour of rain. And the forest fire is extinguished. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. That is the meaning of Guru. Guru brings the mercy from the ocean of Krishna right where it is needed in this material world. A Guru appears to be an ordinary person. Prabhupada appears to have sickness, losing weight, no appetite, vomiting, becoming old, using a walking stick, getting heart attacks, getting strokes, getting tooth extractions. We all go through that. So what is special about Guru? Guru is called Vanar. Vanar means monkey. Why? Why is a Vanar called Vanar? Because they are like apes. They look like humans. Va means weather, is it? Nara means human. So Vanar is called Vanar because Vanar looks little bit like human. Are this ape, is he a human or animal? Vanar, is he a human? Therefore the name Vanar. Is he a human? Vanar. Similarly, a guru is also called Vanar. Why? Is he human? No, he is superhuman. He is Sakshadhari. Sakshadhari tvena samasta shastre uktastatha bhavyata eva sadbhir kintu prabhorya priya eva tasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. He is Sakshadhari. Is he a human, Vanar? No. He may appear like a human being. A cloud, looking at the cloud, can anyone tell whether there is water or not? It looks like a cloud. You cannot see water in a cloud. You can only see gases. Similarly, external look at a guru looks like a human body. But what is inside the guru? Tomara rudaya sada Govinda Vishrama. Govinda kohe mora Vaishnava prana. Our beloved Acharya Narottamdas Thakur, in his ecstasy, writes about Vaishnava Gosai. Tomara rudaya sada Govinda Vishrama. In your heart, O Vaishnava Gosai, Govinda is living. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Govinda Madhi Purusham is living in your heart. Not living, resting comfortably. Not Govinda Vasa. Narottamdas Thakur says, Govinda Vishrama. You can only rest in a place where you are comfortable. In your bedroom, in your bed. The place that you call your own, that you consider your own. Krishna, Narottamdas Thakur says that Krishna rests eternally, sada, in the heart of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava Gosai, Vaishnava Goswami, Vaishnava Thakur. Tomara ridoye sada Govinda Vishrama, Govinda kohe mora Vaishnava prana. And Govinda says, Lord Govinda says, Sri Govinda says that Mora Vaishnava Prana. My life and soul is my Vaishnava, my devotee. So Narottamdas Thakur is saying that Krishna lives always, rests always in the hearts of the devotees, and he says that my devotees are my life and soul. So yes, by looking at a cloud you can only see gas. You cannot appreciate any water. But the cloud, when there is a cloud break, downpour, the cloud has so much water in it, it can flood an entire city. but it is not visible. Similarly, external looking at Prabhupada or any Vaishnava Acharya, you may mistake him to be a Nara. But you should ask, why Nara? Is he really a human? No, he is superhuman. He is Sakshad Hari. Because in his heart is Krishna. He is over flooding with Krishna Prem. And that is what he has come to give. Simply by Darshane Pavitra Koro Ei Tomar Guna. These were some of the thoughts I wanted to share about our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Please excuse me. It is 12:42. I will have to leave your association. But please feel free to continue and glorify Srila Prabhupada. Share your realizations and share your comments with each other. Share your offerings if you have for Srila Prabhupada on this conference call today. Please feel free. But somehow please say a little prayer for me that I'm able to do my duties nicely. I really have to rush now. So, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.